Hey guys, welcome to another Asian Pop Radio podcast. This is what happened on our April 8th show. We're honoured to say that we had a busker by the name of Will come through, also known as Lil Bunny Chu of Bunny Studio. Bumped into him on the streets actually in Melbourne and thought he was so ace that we asked him to come in and perform for us and tell us a little bit about his work. So on the show today, you're going to hear all about his work and him finding love on the streets of Melbourne, which is really awesome. If you do like our podcast, remember to rate and review us. Like us on Facebook, fb.com/AsianPopRadio. Follow us on Twitter at AsianPopRadio. And do share us with your friends because we need all the support we can get. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show.
This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up.
Asia White Hits.
This is the Jeanettes and Jay John Show.
Oh, no.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. It's been an extended break for us because we had two best-of shows for Monday and Tuesday.
Because someone was busy being in a van all weekend.
It doesn't sound that glamorous, actually, does it?
No, stuck in a van with headphones on, sweating.
Yes, with partying. Other sweaty people.
I love the sharing of perspiration.
The van that we're speaking of is the SBS van because I was lucky enough to be part of the SBS and Joy 94.9 Mardi Gras radio broadcast.
Awesome is that?
It was really awesome. Do you know what? It was so cool. I'm going to tell you more about it later on, but not right now. I'm going to tease. Can you tease us with the music?
Definitely. We're going to be playing some Vivian's Verdict, who we did not speak to long ago.
Not long ago at all.
Yes.
Yeah. Jay.
Was that the right sentence? It's been a long day already.
We didn't speak to him all that long ago. Yes, you're right.
Yes. Yeah. We're playing some Tiara.
Yeah, I get it.
Some KPP.
Nice.
Some Jane Cheng too.
Yeah.
And more to come.
Great. But we're going to kick it off now with some GOT7. Who's that?
GOT7.
Asian Pop Radio. Yeah. That was GOT7. You sure do. Got milk, GOT7, got everything.
Got milk.
Got milk. I said, do you know what? I met with the girls on last night.
How did it go? Did Bridget drive?
I'm going to tell you after the news headlines.
No, tell me now.
Okay. So, news headlines.
Shuffling papers. Oh.
Jeanette, that was.
Oh, my God.
What was it?
Tokyo Girl.
Who was it? Perfume. Perfume on the Jeanette and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio.
Who are you side-eyeing?
Huh?
Who are you looking at?
Our guest just came, Will, from Bunny Studio.
Not Will's hair.
Will. Yeah. No, not Will from the AO crew.
Oh, yeah. What's a shame. What's a shame.
This Will's Taiwanese.
Oh.
He's a busker in Melbourne.
Oh, awesome.
I saw him doing some good stuff with the tunes on the weekend, and I said, you know what? You need to come in. We need to introduce you to our audience. You guys.
We bought him Tim Tams.
We did.
We're going to have a close little chat with him.
Are we going to Tim Tam slam him? Well, that didn't sound good. It's awkward. I'll come out in a minute. Yeah, cool. All right. Just letting the receptionist know, but we'll get to Will in a sec because he's important. Anyway, the weekend was fantastic.
Yes, more about the van.
The van, so.
No, more about chopsticks, please.
Chopsticks. Well, so two parts to the equation. In Sydney for the weekend, boy, did it. They turn on the weather. It rained the whole time. It was muggy, but it was pleasant because it wasn't sunny. So it was good to walk around. But Sydney's just as a mess at the moment as Melbourne. In Melbourne, you've got the metro tunnel and everyone's like, there's construction all the way through the city. The city square is going to be converted soon and like have a big shed there and like trucks coming and going. But Sydney's the same because they're building a light rail. So they're going to have trams everywhere soon and all the roads are chaos. So there
Why
you go.
Not? Why not?
Same, but different.
Different.
But yeah, went up for Saturday night for the Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
And we were broadcasting. So I was doing there what I'm kind of doing now with all the buttons and...
Still can't turn my microphone on at the right time.
This is true. I did do that during the broadcast on Saturday night just once. But there were a lot more buttons, I can tell you, because here I had buttons and then I had to go to a street team over there. And then I was reading like a computer here with SMSs and then there were tweets and we had...
I'm surprised you know what they are.
Oh my God. They were short messages. It was a short message. Service. Yeah. We had 500 SMSs in 90 minutes and we were trending on Twitter. And the Facebook page for SBS went down.
Broke down.
So yeah, it was pretty full on. So it was a very successful thing for Joy and SBS, and it was across the community radio networks, all up about 50 stations that I was in control of with all the buttons and
Wowza.
Stuff. So a big team of people. So it was really exciting, but it was also exciting to see the Asian Pop Radio Kids on Sunday.
Yay!
Where do you think we went to eat, to collaborate, to talk? One place I go in Sydney every time. Something we don't have in Melbourne. Cafe.
Cats.
Coffee.
Starbucks.
Close. Korean imnida. Tom and Tom's.
I've never been to
You've
Sydney.
You've never been to Tom and Tom's?
No, just Sydney
but
in general.
But you know Tom and Tom's, right?
No, I don't.
Have you never been to Tom and Tom's?
No, I haven't.
Wow. Jeanette, you need to go to Tom and Tom's.
Oh, well, where was my invite?
Like, it's like Korean Starbucks. The font's the same and everything. They play K-pop in there while you have your coffee. It's a K-coffee. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's good.
It's K-coffee.
But it was really cool. We got a chance to meet our new team members. We drank some milk, yeah. And I made that joke, and Bridget and Shaz appreciate it. But yeah, it was good. We talked about all the things we're going to do in Asian Pop Radio over the next 6 months. We introduced our new team member, Jessie, who's going to look after our social media.
Shout out to Jessie.
Already proving herself, doing great stuff.
Jessie posted something on Monday.
Already telling me, hashtag, we get it, you're old, you're not doing it properly, I'll fix
and
it for you.
She's new. She probably didn't even know about that
I
hashtag.
I know, right? Like, she's just on it. She is just such a hashtag.
Did you call her a drag?
I think I called her a drag. Good work. Yeah, good work, Jace.
Good work, Jessie.
It was great to have Jessie on board. Jessie is gone.
That boat sailed away.
But yeah, really cool. So I hope we can bring some new and exciting things to the table for Asian Pop Radio in the next 6 months because I'm really optimistic. It's going to be a lot of fun. And prizes. We've got ideas to give away lots of prizes. And everyone likes prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know what I like? Music.
Back.
Should we go to a track?
Back to you.
Bye.
No, back to you.
Okay. Asian Pop Radio. This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. Hope you're having a good time. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio. And there are so many ways you can listen to us. Subscribe on iTunes or listen to us via our free app on both platforms. Someone that's probably wearing platforms right now because it's post-Mardi Gras is Cassandra.
What the? Hello.
When was the last time you wore platforms, Cassandra?
I don't think I've ever worn platforms.
Yeah. In fact, I've probably got one or two up on you. I did dress in drag once, just once, I have to say. Did you know that? Did everyone know that?
Hey, pictures or it didn't happen.
We had, exactly. If you didn't see it, you can push it down and pretend it never happened. We had a radiothon at one of the community radio stations I worked at, and we said if we got 60 members during the breakfast show that I was hosting that we would do a drag show, and we got about 70. So everyone just wanted to see me put on a dress, I think.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Anything to get some more listeners.
The strange thing was I felt quite comfortable. I'm surprised I'm not wearing a dress now.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't wear your Marry Me G-Dragon t-shirt to Mardi Gras. I was very surprised.
Yeah, well, you know what? That could have made headlines. I probably should have.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't. That's the best way to get noticed.
How are you? You've been back at uni, right?
Yeah, back at uni last week. So, head's been in the books for a few days.
Gross.
Yeah, stress.
Ew.
Yeah, the joys of studying.
Don't you hate being studious?
Well, I don't know. I'm not studious. That's the problem. There's this little thing called, you know, K-pop and Asian music that gets in the way and K-dramas. And
have you
I'll just watch one more episode. No, one more episode.
Hang on. So you've only just gone back to uni and you're already at home watching dramas, not getting to your homework. Come on.
I hope my teachers aren't listening to this, but yeah. I'm
going to dob on you.
Oh, good on you.
But you're enjoying it. Is it good to be back?
It is. It's very good to be back. It's, at least I know what to do with myself now. It's you sit around doing nothing, just waiting for class to start and, a bit of direction doesn't hurt.
Now, Cassandra, what's tickling your fancy in the world of K-pop?
Well, first off, I have to start with apologies.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sadly, technology doesn't seem to like me much, so I am not going to be able to do my videos. There seems to be a problem with my sound.
I blame the NBN.
Yeah, well, actually, we're just having it put in around us, so I don't know whether that affects what we've got at the moment. It doesn't. I know for a fact it's the microphone in my computer.
Right, yeah. Blame Malcolm Turnbull. He's got to go.
Yeah, why not? We blame him for everything.
Yeah, sure.
And Donald Trump while we're at
True,
it.
True, both of them.
Because I actually haven't had a chance to do any of my videos, I've been spending a bit of time having a look around at what's been out. And actually today there's been quite a few songs out today. I don't know if you're aware of G-Friend come out with a new song, Fingertip, today.
Just the
tip. What a great little catchy song. Yeah. Don't really understand the concept of the film clip. Someone please explain it to me.
It's very sexy.
Yeah, very sexy, but I didn't understand the shooting with the plastic guns and animals in cages that were stuffed. And
wow.
Yeah, that was pretty out there. But, it was pretty good. The dancing was really good and the song was really catchy. And Day 6, who've been pretty busy this year with a couple of other releases. I got another one out today too called How Can I Say, which was a real different sound to it. But, again, very catchy song. And I really like them. They're a really good group.
Didn't they just pick up some awards at the Gaon Awards?
Yeah, I think they're doing well. I think they have a few other award shows too. So it's good to see bands getting up there and getting recognised. You don't hear that much of bands in K-pop. But also I've been having a listen to some J-pop as well. Come across this great group called Silent Siren.
Ooh,
have you heard of them?
No.
Really great song called Fujiyama Disco. It's a bit kind of Scandal-ish, Perfume-ish. The girls all play instruments, and it's a really catchy song. It's very, very, I highly recommend that song.
Wow. We're going to have to check it out. Speaking of real music, Cassandra, we've got a guy by the name of Will coming in right after you, and he's a busker from Taiwan, and we walked past him on the street the other day, and he was just pulling a crowd of people, and we're like, we're going to have to get this guy into the studio to play for us. So he's actually waiting out there right now. So you'll have to get onto Facebook and search Bunny Studio and find his page and check him out as well. Maybe you can check it out and share him around so he gets some more followers.
I definitely will, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
Anything else from the world of K-pop?
Oh, anything else? Well, I guess the big news is about KCON, isn't it?
Yes.
It came out on Monday.
Very exciting.
It's been so long. I'm pretty sure everyone's been longing for a KCON to come down to Australia because it came down to Mexico and everyone's like, okay, Mexico, but what about us?
Singing Shannon Knoll, What About Me, in Korean.
I've had enough.
Please no.
I want my
butt. You make my ears bleed.
Well, I don't know if you've seen Cassandra, but we posted that on Monday afternoon and it just went wild that we had about 80 comments. 80 comments by about 2 hours, which is nuts. So people are loving the news.
Yeah, I did see. The Facebook's just been going crazy, and I know that I did check it out myself and post it onto my page as well. I think it's going to be exciting to see where they take it and who's going to be turning up, and it's going to be fun over the next couple of months, that's for sure.
Yeah, I reckon Wagga Wagga, that's where it should be.
Nah, come up here to Port Macquarie if it's good enough for John Farnham and Shannon Knoll.
Well, you can understand it because they're the voice. Whoa. Okay.
Well, this is God's waiting room, so.
All right.
That's what they call it up here, God's waiting room, because there's so many old people up here just waiting to die.
Hashtag we get it, they're old. Yep.
Anyway, and the other news that I found this week, moving right along, was Beast.
Yes?
Beast. I was very happy to hear that they'll be coming back soon, and but they're not going to be called Beast anymore. Did you know that?
I did hear about that, and I think it's an absolutely hilarious story, obviously, that they've got the rights to Beast to, what, 2025 or something?
Yeah, but they're not going to use the name.
Will they use Batoost instead?
B2.
They're going to be using Highlight.
Okay.
Highlighter.
Yeah, Highlighter. And that was the name of their last album that came out with Cube.
Oh, amazing. Maybe it's time for change. It's time for change.
But amazing that they've made it 9 years, right?
Yeah, which is pretty good going.
Yeah, they got past the 7 year itch.
Didn't they say there's going to be a lot of groups new members? Joining them?
Yeah, I did hear that somewhere. So it'd be interesting to see if they do a reality type show to audition them, and that would be interesting, kind of Korean version of NXS Rockstar or...
Yeah. Well, I reckon we need to get behind the boys with a new group. I reckon if everyone that loves K-pop donates just $2 to Cube Entertainment, they'll be back to where they were a few years ago and everyone's going to be happy.
No, don't donate to Cube. They're not with Cube anymore.
Just want to keep everyone happy, all sides. I'm neutral, sitting on the fence.
You fancy to you. No, don't give the Cube.
All right. You heard it from World's Oldest K-pop fan. Cassandra, thank you very much.
No worries, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
You are on Asian Pop Radio, and we've got Will coming in next. Bunny Studio.
Jeanette and Jaejeon show here on Asian Pop Radio.
Well, we don't get an intro like that for every segment, do we? Isn't that good?
And who live vibes.
Who could that be, Jeanette? Who's in the studio
Will
with us?
Will from Buddy Studio.
Yay. Hello, everyone. This is Will.
Hey, Will. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Cool. I'm very good, and I'm very excited that you're here with us today, because I think a couple weeks ago I was finishing up at the radio studio, and I was walking down the street and I saw a big crowd of people watching a performance, and I was like, what's this about?
What's everyone watching?
This has got to be good. And it was. And I watched you, and I didn't have any coins in my wallet, and I felt so bad.
You never have coins, though.
I know.
You never have coins.
But I was like, I have to take a photo. So I kind of was a bit sneaky, and I took a photo of your name. I was like, I'm going to have to check that later. So I thought, you're probably going to be sitting there thinking, what's this suspicious Guelo doing over here? But anyway, you're here with us now, Will. Right, yep. But where are you from?
I'm from Taiwan, a beautiful country that are close to China, Malaysia, and you guys know where it
you
is.
Do. Yeah. I was actually there for the first time in 2009, so it's a lovely place. Are you from Taipei or?
Close to. I'm originally from a county called Taoyuan.
Right.
Taoyuan, yep.
Cool. It's a great place. I can't wait to go back there again.
Awesome. Oh, did you go?
To Taiwan? Yeah, I was there in 2009.
That was so long ago.
It was probably so changed a little bit now. I kind of felt like Taipei had a little bit of a Melbourne vibe. It, like, obviously, a bit different, but similar in some ways, like the art and the culture. Yeah. So how long have you been working on your music, Will?
I've been learning guitar ever since, like, 13, 14 years old. And, funny thing is that at first I was quite reluctant to learn the music. I remember I was in junior high school, and there was a music class that teacher required all of us to perform at least one musical talent.
Yeah.
And by that time, I don't have any. Instead of like...
I was the same, record. That's all right.
Just a triangle, ding.
I don't even know about it. Yeah. So my older brother, who is 7 years older than I am, he was like really into playing guitar, and he was like try to show off and hey man, I show you this and show you that and all the tricks I did and you know how to get chicks or that. And I was like, oh, I don't actually into that, but for the class I just learned something or a thing or two from you. Yeah.
And now you're here.
Yeah
Very good.
Yeah. Best decision ever.
So how long have you been working on music?
I think on and off, because I'm not like a full musician all the time. The funny thing is that before coming to Melbourne, I wasn't a musician at all.
Yeah.
I think I was working in the office back in Taiwan, and I also work on the container ship.
Oh wow.
Yeah, as an officer.
Yeah
So like navigating,
right. You would have seen a lot of Evergreen logos.
The funny thing is that you mentioned that I was working for Evergreen.
Oh, there you go.
That's why you saw it all the time.
Where I live in Melbourne, it's very close to the docks. And every time, every night I ride home on my bike and I see the evergreen containers, I think, I wish I was in Taiwan.
Oh, come on.
So when did you actually decide to come to Melbourne?
So back in 2013, I think it was June 23rd, that is the day that I arrived in this
Good memory.
Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. Actually, the funny thing is that I got my boarding pass here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a paper plane.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
that's
isn't
so
clever?
Awesome.
Yeah, it's made from one of my really talented Hong Kong artist friends.
Wow. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so this is, a reminder and where all the fantasy and dreams began.
Oh, fantastic. Isn't that good?
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I just have a broken watch and I don't know how to tell the time.
So, Will, obviously in Melbourne now, which other cities have you traveled to, and are there any other places that you've done busking?
I've been to Sydney once or twice before, and I've done a few busking sessions there. I think the vibe is quite different. Like, Sydney is city, and I mean city where everyone moves so fast.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that here is not fast, but it's
it's more, a bit different. You can stay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Busking isn't for everyone, but what are some of the things that you like about busking, Will?
First of all, it was because I actually just tried once or twice of busking in Taiwan back in the days, and this is the place I actually take busking as a really serious stuff. And the first thing I noticed is that how generous and how kind the people are.
Yeah.
And the cultural shock. We Asians, we tend to be really introvert.
I definitely am.
Yeah. So, well, you don't tell, but still I'm adjusting myself to fit in the place better. And just people will appreciate what you're doing, and they give you donations as when they're saying like thank you to you, which is like a big wow to me.
I think that's a nice thing about busking, because everyone's busy, they're running from somewhere, but then all of a sudden you see someone busking and you can stop for 5 minutes and just see something different and appreciate the art, and you go, I'm really glad we can live in a city where we've got so
it's
many
like
talented people.
A little bit
people.
Of a breather.
What's some of the strangest things that have happened to you since busking? Because we've had a friend of yours in the studio before, Kim and Wong.
He's
told us lots of strange things. And he's actually, he said to us that people would come sometimes and take his money.
Yeah, I had that experience too.
And I said to him, well, that's not very nice. And he said, yeah, but if they need some money, you know, I'm making some money. If they need some, they can have some. And I'm like, wow.
Good on
him. Shut the case on that. Be like, no.
Such a nice guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But how about you?
I have that similar experience before, but I also have some other different experience. There was one time, I think quite late at night, and it was a bunch of crazy happy people and dancing around me while I was busking. And after they are getting high, they are kind of like dropping something into my guitar case.
Yeah.
And when I was like packing up, I realized it was a needle.
Oh no.
But I think they are kind of like, certainly we're not encouraged, you know, such behavior. It's a nice thing to think of. They are probably appreciate my thing and want me to enjoy their fun.
Maybe they're just like, you should come over sometime. Have a little taste what our party's like.
I'm glad you're taking it as a compliment. Well, that's a good thing. All right. Well, I think we want to hear some of your music now. Ooh. Can you play us a song?
Yep.
What are you gonna share with us today?
This is because before coming here, I was kind of like a dilemma. This is the Asian pop radio, right?
Yeah, but you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like prepared a little bit, like a Chinese song.
Great,
cool. Done.
So this is a song that I think it's first released in probably 20 years ago while I was still in high school.
Yep.
Am I giving away my age now?
No.
Don't worry, you're still younger than me. It's okay.
Cool. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters, yeah.
Right. So this is a Chinese song written and sent by an artist in Taiwan called Zhang Zhenyue. All
right.
Yeah.
So all right, here it is.
Cool. This is called Ai Wo Bie Zou.
到了这个时候还是一样，夜里的寂寞容易叫人悲伤，我不敢想的太多，因为我一个人，迎面而来的月光拉长身影，漫无目的地走在冷冷的街，我没有你的消息，因为我在想你，怪我别走，如果你说你不爱我，不要听见你真的说出口，再给我一点温柔，爱我别走，如果你说你不爱我，不要听见你真的说出口，再给我一点温柔。
Clap,
I know. I had to do two things at once. Yeah, got to be good at multitasking on Asian Pop Radio. Fantastic, Will.
Thank you.
Brilliant stuff.
So moving. I nearly cried.
It was really lovely. I think the song is familiar as well. I think I've heard it before.
Right, played it before.
I believe so.
Really?
Cool. Now, I was looking on your Facebook page earlier today and I saw that you've made a pretty special bond with a lady that sells the big issue.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that? That's a lovely story.
Yeah, so she's not the only encounter that I met on the street. Especially as a full-time busker, we got a lot of chance to meet some regulars on the street.
Yeah.
And that lady, her name is called Cheryl, and she's been here in Melbourne City selling big issues for quite a while already.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is that I knew her for quite a while, but because I came here in 2013, and I just noticed her, and not like making friends with her at the very first beginning, because you know, probably like normal people, we always think of big issue people are kind of like I don't know,
bit different.
Like, yes,
yeah, you're right. Yeah, I know what you mean. So yeah, it's a bit different. They're in a different situation.
Yeah,
sometimes people are a little bit cautious for some reason because they're not familiar.
Going to go, oh yeah, I'll get one straight away. They're like, oh.
So for those that don't know, the big issue is it's like a fundraising magazine, a news magazine that's produced to help people that are low income or homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just realized that after she told me that it is actually an investment. It's not a thing that, you know, some organization or probably government just gave it to you and you can make money out of it without any reason. So it is sort of like a business in a way.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So, so I took my courage and talked to her, and I just so glad I did, because she just turned out to be the nicest person I've met on the street. And she's really like heartwarming, and
yeah,
Sometimes I was busking and she was selling big issues. Sometimes we, you know, collab with each other, but because, you know, like, yeah. we just all need to do what we need to do.
But
sometimes she could just, you know, so enjoy the music and, you know, soak herself in the music and, you know, having fun and not thinking about doing business in a way.
Yeah, definitely. And that's great.
Yeah, and she's so nice to me that, because we as buskers, you know, the place, the spot that we busk is crucial.
When
you think
needs
of
needs to be a good spot, the right night, right time.
Yes, and there's no right
the right for, weather.
Yeah, exactly. So then there's no way for us to actually occupy the spot and telling anyone to stay away from from the spot.
And
she was so nice that sometimes we can share the spot and we can just probably just to work it out. And
fantastic.
The thing we
isn't that nice?
We deal
That's
with.
So nice.
Yeah.
Now we see that you've got a CD out.
Yep.
Is this the first time you've produced a CD, or have there been a couple?
Well, me personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like
wow.
the solo stuff. This is the first time.
Fantastic. And all your own original music, or is there some covers?
The thing is that those are the covers.
Yeah.
And but I'm working my way to my original CDs.
Fantastic.
Nice.
As well.
Yeah.
And so how many tracks are on the CD?
There are 5.
Great.
Yeah.
Cool. And this is the one that you sell on the street when people can see you busking?
Yeah. So those are the songs that I mostly do on the street.
Great.
And it's kind of the vibe that you can get when you can walk home with you and, you know, to get a little bit of the thing that I do on the street. So, yeah.
And how long have you been working on your music? So writing, how much time do you spend each week thinking about your music and writing and practicing?
Well, I would love to give you a specific answer on that, but
roughly. Yeah.
Pretty much every day, every minute, but we, as you know, normal people, we all have to deal with all
other
the things.
Yeah.
But other than that,
it's hard to find the time to do what you're passionate to do, isn't it? Okay, so what's next for you, Will? Are you going to plan to go back to Taiwan, or do you hope to stay in Australia?
The thing is that I just love Australia, Melbourne specifically. I love here so much. So the plan is that I probably will stay, but I miss my families and friends back in Taiwan. That was like every now and then I would try to find a chance and try to find time to fly back. But it's always nice to live here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest.
Melbourne's your second home.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I hope you can stay as much as you can, and I hope as long as you can. And please do come in to Asian Pop Radio anytime you've got anything new you want to share.
Sure, definitely. Thank you.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. We'd love having you around, and hopefully we can see you busking a lot on the streets of Melbourne.
You bet.
And hopefully everyone else listening can see you in Sydney and maybe some other cities. We'll do a road trip.
I'll drive.
Just kidding, I don't have my license. That's dangerous.
Well, Will, how can we support you? So how can our listeners follow you, buy your music?
Oh, so I do have a Facebook page. If you can search Bunny Studio.
Yeah.
And I do have an Instagram account, which is more like a personal stuff at the moment. But I'll try to work my way to the, you know, more to like
Facebook's a good start.
Yeah. It's a funny thing because all my friends are they encouraged me to have my own page, but I was like, I'm not so sure about that. But yeah, I'm glad I did. And I do have one now. So if you like what I'm doing, or maybe you passed me something that you wanted to say, or I do have a platform, so
you can take requests.
I'll try.
I'll come at 2:02 p.m. Please play this song.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on the Jeanette and Jay John show today. Hope
my
to
pleasure.
See you soon.
My pleasure.
Wow, what a show we had.
We did. Very long chat with Will.
On the Jeanette and Jay John show, Asian Pop Radio. Just had to plug that in. Plug.
Good work. Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio. How can you listen to Asian Pop Radio?
Download our app as well as listen to us online.
Yes, asianpopradio.com, or you can subscribe via iTunes or check us out on Podomatic. Podomatic.com/Asian Pop Radio.
Yes.
Back tomorrow. And back to the top 10 now.
Back to the top 10, but that's not the last time we see Will, will
no,
we?
No,
so many Wills in that sentence.
Yeah, where there's some Wills, there's certainly a way.
A Winnie.
Yeah.
One Winnie.
All right, Asian Pop Radio. Guys, if you liked the podcast, please rate and review it. I hope you can do that. Any 5 stars you can give us on any platform would be ace. If you do like it, share it with your friends on social media, because the more that people can see what we do and hear what we do, hopefully the more interactions we get and the bigger and better we can grow.